Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour, this is the ever-loving D, as in Doug, as in Stefan Doug. Some people call me, because my given name is Dudley, more often than not, when they look at my driver's license, oh, yes, Mr. Dudley, how may we help you? They think I'm Stefan Dudley, and it normally irritates you-know-what out of me. Name, hello, starts with a D. And the first name is important to get first instead of the second name. For I suppose that my daughter is Megan, and she has been for years referred to by many people as Megan, and that would drive her nuts.
Is she M-E-G-H-A-N? How does she spell her name?
No, no H. It's M-E-G-A-N. Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
right.
The spelling, but I mean, it's weird that people don't know how to spell Megan
exactly.
Or say Megan.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you just take a moment because it's important. Your name is very important, I think. People, you know, it's not who you are, but it is the identity. And sometimes your name, certainly my name, Dudley, has affected me in my life greatly because people have teased me, made fun of me. Oh, it's Dudley Do-Right, you morons. Anyway, it's the DJV program with Doug, a.k.a. Dudley, and Jennifer, a.k.a. Jen Jen, and Victoria, a.k.a. Victoria. So here we are together. Jennifer's cat has passed. She's had the cat for 13 years, so she's in a state. I think she'll be fine in a day or two. You're never the same. I know after when Charlotte died, I've never been the same. I know I haven't. And my relationship, it's something that you lost your dog last year. Mm-hmm. And it's like your pets are part of your life and your family. And so when
you
get around.
And I do believe, you know, our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, who's with us on Wednesdays, he had his little Cisco, his little Chihuahua who passed about 6 months before I lost my little Cooper.
Yeah, it was last year at some point.
And you had Charlotte. And, you know, the three of us kind of all believe that, you know, you get one extremely special relationship with that pet. We have two adorable little dogs. You know, we adopted Chester after Cooper passed. But Cooper was my baby. I got him at 10 weeks old, and he was almost 17 when he passed on Christmas night.
Yeah.
So there's no way that I would.
Doesn't leave a hole in your heart.
Absolutely. There's a Chihuahua-shaped hole in my heart that will never be filled.
Same with Charlotte.
Yeah. Yep. And
although I'll tell you some.
But we're lucky that we had that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We are lucky to have had that,
but to have found
that relationship.
Another really, I love this little dog. She is the sweetest little thing, and she's so attentive. When she sits, like, I'm in the truck yesterday, and we're going around the farm to do something, and a Sneaker, who works with me, who's a character and a half, when he gets into the truck, Daisy jumps into his lap. And then she'll look at me while she has that look on her face. You know, is this okay? Yeah, it's okay. And with dogs, you wonder, you know, my philosophy about thoughts being things, I think that manifestation is really an important part of understanding who we are, how it works, because I do think thoughts are things. What you think becomes a reality. And so with dogs, you got to wonder, okay, is that, what are they thinking? And is that really their reality? Don't you wonder what a dog's reality is, what they're really thinking? I know I think that all the time. What are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of tells me with her eyes. I think the eyes say are her mannerisms or movements or whatever. I think because of her background, where she came from as a dog that was cooped up in a cage for over 2 years, never got out of the cage, had two litters, and then just, you know, she couldn't walk when I got her, and was very kind of antisocial, afraid of everything. And the fact that she's been loved and brought into a life, I think no matter whether they can't say it in as many words that we can understand, but their actions, I think, bespeak what is really going on with them. And I'm very thankful that I found her, and I'm sure that in her own way she's thankful she found me, because she doesn't have the life that she has now is fabulous. I mean, look at, I should take some video of her running around the yard or running around the farm, and she'll, you know, she's at every smell. I've never seen a dog that smells as much as this dog does. Smell, smell, smell. Okay, let's move into the virus again and something called pandemic fatigue. I don't know if you've heard this phrase or not.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have changed their attitude because of the announcement of the coronavirus vaccines that are going to be available very soon. So there's a lot of optimism around. But, excuse me, there is a major surge, if I can use that word, because people, you know, there's that now everybody's going to say, when am I going to get mine? When am I going to get mine? But the whole business about people being just tired and worn out. Imagine yourself on the front line, Victoria. You're a nurse. You're a doctor. You're somebody who's around this working in an institution 24/7. How do you get away from it?
You don't. I have three close friends in three different hospitals who are doctors and in the ER dealing with COVID patients. You don't get away from it.
Yep.
And they have separated. So this is the thing that really bugs me with the arrogance of people not wearing masks and, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. Open up the business and blah, blah, blah. It's all they care about is, you know, is money more than human lives.
Well, I think they're saving not even, in some
a lot
cases,
of people. A lot of people have taken a very hard stance about that. And so, but what they don't understand is the sacrifices that all of these frontline workers, these doctors nurses and administrators, I mean, our friend is a newlywed. Our friend is a doctor at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City, which is one of the hardest hit hospitals in the country. And he's a newlywed who had to rent an apartment to stay away from his wife because he didn't want to even bring the chance of bringing the virus home to her.
Right.
So he has not even been able to live with his wife. And it's just, he can't visit his parents. It's just, the sacrifices that these doctors and nurses are making are great. They're in, you know, and yesterday, or 2 days ago, you know, there's a makeshift in a parking garage in a hospital, I forget what state it was in, maybe Utah, where it's really, you know, a hot spot right now. And the pictures went viral of this hospital. I don't know if you saw the pictures. They had to, in the parking garage of the hospital, they set up beds and like a makeshift triage. And yet...
Well, because the hospitals are all full.
Right. But yet, you know, the picture circulated and most people commented, you know, that it was, you know, inventive and creative and that they were doing everything that they could. And Trump said it was a fake picture, that it wasn't real. And the doctors are outraged, saying it's very much real. We just have no leadership. We have no leadership.
We are going to... that isn't going to change. As who was it that said... was after the election, Mitt Romney, who said, if you're expecting this guy to be different, forget about it. He's not going to be different. So I just move on from that. I don't pay any attention to him at all. I'm just interested in sort of
it's
like
just a, so disrespectful.
Relief.
You know, he has an opportunity to go out
but
and
he's
acting
not gonna,
like a
Victoria,
normal person.
So don't get yourself worked up about it. Because
I'm not worked
gonna...
up. I'm just hopeful that someone can actually act like a regular human being.
But you're not going to get it from
optimistic
him.
And I believe
you're not
going to
get it. You're not going to get it from him. So it's moving into it is. It's kind of sad, but it is what it is. So, and apparently Congress is not paying much attention to him, although he's been talking about and says he'll sign whatever relief bill is sent his way. There certainly is more momentum now for spending in certain sectors. Yesterday, I think we were talking about $908 billion being set aside and where that money was going to go if they get that bill through. Now some people want to add to it. I think if they have an agreement on 908, they better pass that and then worry about the rest of it later on.
But the problem, though, is Steve Mnuchin is the Treasury Secretary. He's the one who during a hearing of the House Financial Services Committee, he was asked why he's taking the $455 billion in unspent stimulus package money, and he's putting it back into the Treasury's general fund. What that does, you can't just transfer it back when Biden comes in. That money cannot be touched now until 2026. And so this is the real reason that Democrats have been saying Mnuchin's trying to make it harder for Biden's administration.
Why can't you get at it in 2020?
It's the way that the fund is set up, the general fund. So once he puts that $455 billion back into the general fund, Well, apparently it's just... It's not that easy, and that's why Democrats are so upset about it, because it really does. I don't know what his motivation is, but it certainly looks like he's trying to torpedo the Biden administration's ability to to get
but
money.
But the Biden administration isn't here now. It's this administration.
Right, but he's
they
doing this right now.
But
they're not. They're not going to.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
it's, you know,
the House Speaker and the Senate Minority Leader saying there is a plan that is the basis for immediate bicameral negotiation. That's what they're saying about the $908 billion. So let's keep our fingers crossed that that is going to work, because there are a lot of freelancers, contract workers who don't have, you know, jobless benefits, and they have had emergency aid. On the average, is like, what, $1,200 a month, and which is what a lot of people have been, it did get. We only got one $1,200 check, though, right?
Right.
Wasn't there a there was a promise of two, but I think we only got one.
Oh, yeah, the promise was two, and then other Democrats wanted it to be 6 months for people who were out of work or for people who had gotten furloughed. So, yeah, none of that came to fruition.
Meanwhile, a focus on our latest DJV download. Have you tried this out yet? Have you listened to our daily overview of some of the big stories of the day? We talked a lot on the present download about Giving Tuesday, what Victoria did, especially at the Salvation Army. It's kind of cool. We also talked about the new Pinocchio movie that you can hear us describe, and the monolith. Where in the world is that monolith now? Where has it been? Where is it going? Yes, right, exactly. And then cutting Christmas trees, where you can do it and why you can do it and how you can do it. All of that stuff is at your service on the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This HouseSmart's Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Green up your holiday season with more than just a tree. Consider plugging all your exterior and interior holiday lights into timers. That way you can make sure they get shut off at the proper time to help you conserve a little energy, too. Not only will you be saving energy, but also a little money, which goes a long way this time of year. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal is piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC.
Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
The holidays mean the kitchen is getting a lot of love right now, and those stainless steel surfaces are feeling a lot too, with smudges and fingerprints. Give your kitchen a gift of its own from Lowe's with stainless steel kitchen appliances from Whirlpool that are fingerprint and smudge resistant. Less time cleaning means more time together in everyone's favorite hangout spot. A gift for your kitchen brings joy to all. Find gifts and deals all season long at Lowe's, home for the holidays. Offer valid on select appliances. See store for details. U.S. only.
Bye. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here's Gaga, 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria and Doug and you and Lady Gaga. Kind of a sweet treat if you're a fan of Gaga. She's partnered with Oreo Cookies to release a line inspired by her dance album Chromatica. Taking design cues from this album, the vanilla-flavored cookies are bright pink with green cream filling the various embossments inspired by the tea. So what do we think of a green Oreo cookie?
Sure, it's a limited green. It goes edition. Along with her album cover. Yeah,
well, they should have it for St. Patrick's Day, not for now.
No, apparently, it's pink and green, but it goes with her album. It looks cool.
Well, it's not. They're going to have 6 cookie packs at convenience stores starting in January. You can sign up for the Lady Gaga X Oreo Stand Club, and you'll be notified when the full size packs are available. That's what they're saying at Oreo, anyway. In an effort to spread musical messages of kindness all over the country, both Oreo and Gaga have announced "Sing It with Oreo," a campaign that encourages her fans to send musical messages to loved ones. See, I'd sing all the time. I should be right on the front line with this.
You should try this then.
What? I'm forever blowing Oreos, or it's better, blowing kisses if you blow cookies.
Yeah, okay.
Fans can create messages dubbed Oreograms. You record a personal message on the Sing It With Oreo website. Messages are transformed into a song that can be shared with friends and family. I actually would like to try that. We ought to maybe try that on the air. What do you think?
I haven't been on there yet, huh? So yeah, we'll figure that out. But right, it's a cute idea, especially with, you know, we've been talking so much about holidays looking different this year.
Yep.
And, you know, and not being able to be with loved ones. This is kind of a cute way to send some holiday love.
It sure is. All right, 25 and change after the hour now on the DJV program. Victoria, Doug, and John Legend, along with his wife Chrissy, the power of community. They certainly have been through a lot last couple of months with the loss of their second child. The kind messages they've gotten, a lot of showing of support for the pregnancy loss has affected them. Tegan shared emotional remembrance photos taken at the hospital, which, of course, helped to break the silence. around a miscarriage. There's a new interview out now, John and Chrissy opening up about their grief, support systems, holiday season, and their new partnership. This is the story here with the Ronald McDonald Charities. The communal spirit, desire to help others, inspired legend and Tegan to partner with Ronald McDonald to support families with sick and injured children by providing resources and helping them stay together during the treatment process. So, it's hashtag here for RMHC, which is Ronald McDonald House Charities. McDonald's is going to give $100 in your name to anybody who posts that hashtag with a photo of the RMHC heart on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok or Facebook till the end of the year. They're giving $100 million over the next 5 years for this effort. Legend said, we want to tell them that they are not alone, these families. So many people are going through challenges all over the world. We need to support each other, show love. We all need each other. And that is so true. We're not on an island here. You may be, you know, we all have our individual bodies and minds and lives, but we're, you know, everybody's together, as we can see, with how easily this virus is transmitted. So, this is a nice effort on their part, and it shows that they're thinking about other people beside themselves. A lot of people would have a hard time digging out of what they have experienced.
That's very true. Yep.
And so the fact that this may be a help for her.
I think they're turning their grief into helping other people, and I think they're channeling.
Hello. Ding, ding, ding. That's a great idea. So something to be in mind if you're going to go buy lunches and stuff so you can support the Ronald McDonald House Charities. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can dogs and cats, dogs and birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down the new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they are feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog to dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you could bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time. Everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. Or more next time.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's election fraud claim gains more traction. Newly released security footage of State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, shows that poll monitors and media were told counting was done and sent everyone home on election night. 4 workers stayed behind to count ballots, at times pulling out numerous suitcases containing ballots from underneath desks.
Look at the ladies in yellow. You'll see that they will begin just sitting still, doing nothing, ostensibly not working, because after all, they said they're going to stop counting. They will wait until the witnesses over there in that roped-off area, the press and the observers, leave the room. Then you'll see them move into action and begin scanning ballots.
The video can be seen on YouTube. Governor Brian Kemp, the Georgia Republican, said Thursday that new testimony and these videos has raised additional questions and a signature audit should be performed. The votes were allegedly counted for hours with no election supervisors or monitors present. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Did Communist China intentionally infect the world with coronavirus? USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
The Director of National Intelligence says that China's policies led to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic. In an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal, Director John Ratcliffe called China the greatest threat to American national security and said that the U.S. needs to take that threat more seriously. He tells CBS News that China's ruling party knew about the initial spread of the virus and chose to lie to the rest of the world about it.
The intelligence shows that the Chinese Communist Party's senior leaders, including President Xi, were aware and lied to the rest of the world about what they knew and when they knew it about COVID-19. They made the conscious decision to shut down their economy, to shut down their country, travel in and out of Wuhan where this originated, but they allowed travel from Wuhan to the rest of the world. They knew that, and they've taken advantage of that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first China virus case in the United States was a Washington State man who became ill on January 19th after returning from Wuhan, China on January 15th. NASA officials are calling it the Great Conjunction, saying it won't be seen again until 2080. In fact, this is the first time since the Middle Ages the Christmas star will light up the sky on the winter solstice. From Earth's viewpoint, Jupiter and Saturn will be very close to one another and look like a double planet when they appear to nearly collide on December 21st, forming a rare phenomenon known as the Christmas star. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. If you are not happy today, you better be thinking about why it is that you're not happy, because something is wrong. And, you know, my whole business about thoughts are things. So if you think you're happy, perhaps you will be happy. And if you're not thinking that you're happy, how? So maybe the question here, Victoria, is how can you operate so that you're happy? Think about things that make you happy and put your mind in that place. Not always am I going to present, nor is Victoria or Jennifer, the most positive overview of things going on. But then there are twists and turns in the road. For example, here in Massachusetts, we're going to become the first state to ban police using facial recognition. It's part of the new police reform bill, which I guess Massachusetts on the forefront of this, Victoria. I don't know other states, but, the old business, the conversation about defunding versus reforming the police. And, you know, I've been a champion of reforming pretty much everything in the public sector, but you start with the police, I guess. And so the legislature here in Massachusetts has come to an agreement on this police reform bill. And so I've been reading through it the last couple of days.
because this has been, in Massachusetts anyway, a hotly contested conversation for the past 6 or 7 months. The issue of police reform, as you remember, all over America, people have been following what has happened since George Floyd was killed in May. A lot of people, it was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. There have been other incidents, certainly, since then that were before then, but this was the thing that pushed people into a conversation. But the talks then, even though they got started, they stalled, they've been back and forth. So there's a compromise. There's a group here in Massachusetts working out of the public view. That was, they were cloistered away someplace and nobody knew what they were doing. So the bill as it was presented on Monday is 125 or so pages long. I wouldn't want to read the whole thing, but it basically, as you go through it, it establishes an independent oversight and accountability commission that will have the power to standardize the certificate that is required to become a police officer. And I would have thought, I guess I'm amazed that it isn't already in place, that there isn't some manual, there isn't some statute somewhere that says this is what you need to be a police officer, but there isn't. And so they are in Massachusetts certified every 3 years, but it's not a standard certification. So it's called the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission. This, under the new rules, a police officer would be stripped of their certification if they are convicted of using excessive force or not trying to intervene in cases like the George, I guess the best way of summarizing is the case like George Floyd, where the four guys stood around and just watched him right. Do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So the bill also bans any kind of chokeholds, limits acceptable use of force. Officers have to intervene if they witness a fellow officer using excessive force. They also, this commission would be permanent, investigating potential police misconduct. No-knock warrants only allowed if an officer has no reason to believe that minor children or adults are in the home. That is over the age of 65. And let's see here. There is this bill bans public agencies from using facial recognition, with the exception of the registry, which is interesting. So how does the registry use it? The Registry of Motor Vehicles, they abuse their power right and left in this state, I think. So anyway, that's sort of the overview. I thought you... by the way, the State Police Association in the state has said they welcome reform that will actually improve policing, but they are not sure this legislation goes far enough. Or, in fact, what they said is it misses the mark, creates layers of unnecessary bureaucracy, and commissions staffed by political appointees with no experience. So, yeah, I would agree with that. I think that you need to have people who are on these commissions that kind of get, they have a clue as to what really goes on, what it's like to be a police officer. So they should have police people on this commission. So that may be where this thing drags down. But at least in terms of definition, the business of defunding, which is complete nonsense, and anybody who comes across and says, oh, yeah, we're going to defund the police, that's just stupid. It isn't. You have to have protection. You've got to have the public. But there needs to be respect for the police, and there isn't in a lot of places now. And in some places, they don't deserve respect, individual police officers, not the police themselves. And I get so tired of getting these emails from people and looking on social media. You know what? Get lost. If you listen to what I am saying, you don't like the police, you're a piece of dirt, you know, that kind of stuff. Get lost. That isn't what I'm saying at all. If you listen carefully to what I'm saying, I'm very supportive of doing it the right way. And then people say, wow, what does it mean, the right way? Your way, the other way, what's the right way? Well, I think the right way is respectfully doing what you do. Now, if you're not treated with respect, I understand, hard to treat somebody who's not treating you respectfully, but that's part of the training, to a point. And then at some point, you just draw the line and say, okay, you're under arrest, and, you know, the best thing you can do is just be quiet. And if you're putting up a big fuss, like people who are out of control because they're on drugs or they're drunk or, you know, something else, they have weapons that, you know, or that they ought not to have, and or they're using them improperly, then you know, you have to stand up and take care of yourself. Tough job being a police officer. I think I wouldn't want to do it. But I have a lot of people who have been police. One of my best friends from school growing up was the chief of police here for a long time. And we used to do a thing on the program, Victoria, called Cops Corner, where he'd come on every week and we'd talk about some of the modern policing things that were going on and things that were, you know, being done by the police, for the police, in the police. And it was always very instructive because he was a pretty modern, really modern, actually, using technology. He never hired anybody that didn't have a degree in criminology. Nobody could be a police officer unless they at least had a bachelor's degree. And I know
kids. That's impressive.
Yeah. I mean, growing
because
up.
That's not the standard. I mean, yeah. In some cases, you don't even need to have a GED to be a cop.
Right.
In most places around the country. So that's, there are a lot of things that can be changed and need to be reformed. And it's an ongoing conversation. But, you know, maybe one of the best things to come from the George Floyd and the Breonna Taylor and the Ahmaud Arbery. I mean, the list and list goes on and on and on, which is the problem. And so maybe 2020 is the year that these real conversations, and not just, you know, oh, well, like, we need to do it and, you know, and we'll figure it out in the future, in the next election or whatever. It's happening now, and a lot of cities are having these difficult discussions and trying to figure it out. And I think that's essential. It's not even just like, oh, isn't that nice? It's vital.
We can't be deadlocked on this stuff anymore. There has to be a meeting of the minds here. We can't be fussing and fighting with each other.
As long as police unions, though, have as much power as they do.
Well, that's the problem.
And then good cops who come forward. I mean, there are so many stories that you have to dig for them because, you know, police unions are very powerful and they squash these stories. But there have been a few very brave cops who've come forward to go to the press or wherever to tell their story of trying to, you know, weed out bad cops. And you wouldn't believe the hazing and the torment that they are subjected to
the
by their other cops, that blue wall.
Blue wall.
So I don't know how far we can really get if that blue wall doesn't, you know, get knocked down.
That's part of what has to be done in the public sector. Unions are they're just way too powerful. Teachers unions, police unions, public employee unions in general, they're too powerful. They get away with stuff they have no business getting away with, and they don't work as, I think there are a lot of people in the public sector that don't work anywhere near as hard as people in the private sector doing many of the same jobs, because you don't have to. You know, how many times have you heard the story? But to be fair, in union situations in the private sector, where somebody comes in, they're really doing a good job, and they're really excited and enthusiastic, and then the leadership of the union says, hey, wait a minute, what are you doing? You're making the rest of us look bad. What kind of thinking is that? But yet we've surrounded ourselves with people like that. So let's hope that there's a lot of reconstruction going on here in the next year in all of these areas. Dr. Ken is on this program. I have the pleasure of visiting with Ken Kronos every week, and you have the pleasure of being able to listen to him on the Good Day Health program, which airs on a lot of these same stations every weekend. Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell bringing you up to date on what the latest is. Ken loves to study all the journals and bring you up to date as to how studies and things that are in the journals of medicine are affecting you and the medicine that you get. The most recent Good Day Health podcast is a focus in part on the new COVID test, the in-home test that's been approved. We certainly are going to do a lot of conversation. Developing vaccines has been a big part of what we've talked about. And so you can keep up with all of these things, the virus news and who's got it and who doesn't get it, and what things like good sleep can do to help reduce the likelihood that you'll be affected by this. It's all there, and that's all public. It's really good association with information that we present in the Good Day Health podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find it, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Happy holidays, folks. Colonel Snowman here to tell you about my piping hot KFC $20 fill-up with 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings. It's an easy way to keep the family fed when you're too busy to cook. Wow, this KFC meal's piping hot, and I'm made of snow. Try my KFC $20 fill-up. You can order ahead at KFC.com. Happy holidays from KFC. Limited time only at participating locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Every year, tens of thousands of patients undergo a procedure to replace a faulty aortic heart valve. Many of those are done the traditional way, with open heart surgery. But for some patients, open heart surgery may be too risky.
They're older, they have multiple medical problems. They've got some lung disease, kidney disease, diabetes, prior strokes, etc. Then the risk of open heart surgery goes way up.
For those patients, cardiologist Dr. Chet Rehal says a much less invasive alternative, catheter aortic valve replacement, may be a better option. It starts by inserting a catheter into the femoral artery in the leg.
It's the old knee bone is connected to the hip bone thing. The artery in the leg goes all the way back up to the heart. The femoral artery goes into the iliac artery, the aorta, and the aorta goes right to the aortic valve.
The entire procedure happens through the catheter. Dr. Rehal says patients typically go home the next day. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
All right, DJV show. The majority of U.S. adults have a positive view, Victoria, of farmers and farming this year. They say they know more about sustainability practices.
Isn't that great?
Way overwhelming majority. We're talking about 84% of people in America now think they know more about farming and farmers because of the epidemic. Majority trust the farmers to do the right thing. Mostly the family farmer. I'm doing my part, I suppose, in a manner of speaking with my weekly show and podcast, the American Family Farmer Show. Matter of fact, this week we have, I hope you'll be able to listen to it. It's on a lot of these same stations over the weekends, and the podcast is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We had a guy on this week who has a farm down in Arkansas, and he was fabulous. Is a great, great story about why we should be supporting American family farmers. So check it out, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Questions that come from the minds of listeners, their experiences, etc., etc., etc. There's an environmental impact study, basically understanding stress, I guess, is what this is all about. It seems this is a constant focus of ours here, people asking questions about stress. I think it's because they know that stress is very bad. There are very few, I guess a certain amount of it, I've been told, certain amount. I must have found a balance because stress doesn't bother me. Or it hasn't taken a toll on me to this point in my life in a physical way that I know of. It bothers me sometimes. It just depends on what the stress is, I guess, as much as anything else, and what the cause of it is. Most of the time, I think most people know, don't you think, that stress has a major impact on our lives?
Well, some have good intuition. You have great intuition in your body, but some don't, and they don't realize that that's really a big culprit. I think with stress, two factors, how intense it is and how much control you have over it, end up being an important thing. A little bit of stress and you have some control over it, you can deal with it, but the other extremes becomes a problem. There's a very fascinating study out just this week about the more about the mind heart connection. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I think it's really well accepted to have a healthy mind, you have to have a healthy heart and vice versa. And this is a twin study with identical twins, and what they found was that actually environment is is more important in genetics, in having an initially healthy heart, which then creates less dementia, better cognition, the ability to think and remember late in life. So all of these things that provide a healthy heart, which are changeable, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, whether you smoke, get exercise, eat a healthy diet, the things we talk about all the time, these are modifiable, and these will not only help your heart, but it'll also help you later in life to think better, avoid dementia, and just remember much, much better.
Yeah, remember. That's it. I think that mild stress, from what I've read and what you've told me and others, is pretty normal. It may even be beneficial because your brain gets stimulated
yes.
with the challenges, and that's important. You got to keep your brain, the day-to-day stress stuff, as long as it's not an overload. And I think you know yourself. Some people exaggerate it, frankly, but most people know when they're going their physical. And back to the spiritual, the spirit-mind-body connection.
You want a little bit of challenge. Doing a crossword puzzle is a mental stress. That's a good stress.
Right, exactly. Okay, putting your brain to work, if you will. Here's a question about gut microbes. This is maybe a better question for Jack, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you eat raw food? Do you eat any sushi or anything raw at all, ever?
Have I ever? Yes. Do I? Is it rare? Extremely rarely. And I went to a local restaurant, which I won't give a plug, that has an incredibly impeccable reputation, yeah. And I know many people who have gone there before me very successfully, so I actually have been there once.
All right. But what I have found, frankly, to answer the question partially, vegetable, there are a lot of garden sushis that are around that are okay. My son got married a couple of weeks ago, and we had sushi, and I had a bite of a veggie sushi, which was good, because it's raw vegetables. But the raw fish is so dangerous, I think, anyway.
Don't we all eat raw vegetables?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was even considered sushi. I mean, raw vegetables,
yeah.
I eat
they
all
make
the time.
Sushi out of raw vegetables, they do. Yep.
No,
yep.
But yep. Sushi has to have the raw fish component, right?
No. Well, they didn't say that. In this circumstance, the sushi, they called it veggie sushi. And it was vegetables
and
all
the time. And that's not vegetables with raw fish?
No.
It's just vegetables?
Just vegetables, yep.
Oh, well, that's a salad. I don't get that.
Yeah, it's a salad. Grind it up, right. Exactly. Quick question on seasonal adjusted disorder. We're going into Christmas. Does this cause the depression some people have, does it cause, or is it caused by bipolarism?
I think it's due to changes in the amount of light that we get. The daylight decreases and sad seasonal adjusted disorders. And the key is just getting enough light in your life, and that will help deal with this.
Yeah, light means artificial light as well as sunlight, or does that mean
all sunlight? All the same, you know, stay out of direct sunlight, but it's just keeping enough light. It's the shortening daytime light that adds to this issue.
Right. It creates... I get depressed when the sun goes down at 4 o'clock. I don't, who wants the sun to go away at 4 o'clock? Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering your questions on Good Day Health, the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.